No. Like, for real. Fuck him. I'm sorry. His fan base is insane. I have no problem with Andrew Tate, and I totally would fight him after seeing him fight and spar. I would lose. I would still lose. I'm not saying I would win, but I'm saying I'm safe. I'm safe from any, like, real permanent damage, which, like, makes me feel good. But his... his fucking fat dude, they're crazy.
They are.
And they're not just in America. They're everywhere.
No, he's got fans literally all around the world.
India, like, everywhere, dude. Absolutely batshit crazy kids.
I give him plenty of credit. Holy shit. He's been able to amass quite the diverse fan base.
Quite the psychopathic
fan base. Oh, absolutely.
Like, I know. I did it on purpose. Like, absolutely insane kids. Brainwashed, too.
Oh.
Completely brainwashed from anything good coming their way because they're like three things. Each one of them has three different things that guy believes that they believe, and it's absolutely crazy.
I think the best part is the guys who are just slapping his face on t-shirts.
Well, I mean, they're going to sell because assholes are going to wear them.
I wouldn't wear anybody's face. I don't know.
Dude. I think about it this way, like the majority of his fans, they live in like a hut,
yeah,
made out of mud, and I don't know how they have internet. I'm still trying to figure that out. They get like when a team like, all right, the Astros won the World Series, they played the Phillies. In about a week, half of his fan base is going to be wearing Phillies winning the World Series 2022 shirts. Because they're going to get sent to a country that needs clothing.
Yeah.
And that's where his fan base is.
But here's the thing you got to think about with how they have the internet. They're people in the middle of nowhere, but if there's anything you can find out in the world, it's internet. Even where you don't have power lines.
Thank you to Elon Musk. Well, Elon Musk, soon.
You get it through satellite.
Well, you know he's working on making internet free for the entire world, right?
Yeah.
He's my hero.
I like Elon Musk. I just think he's a fucking goofball sometimes.
That's why he's my hero.
But he's 100% fucking...
Listen, he bought Twitter, right?
Mm-hmm.
He told the world that he's like, I'm not going to buy Twitter, because that's what he did. He did at one point, was like, it's going to fall through, I'm not going to do it. And then does it and walks into the lobby with a sink and goes, let that sink in. Like, he's such a nerd. He is the best. He's got a leather jacket on. He looks like he wants to be a superhero. He looks like... There was one person in the world to be a superhero. It was him. It would be him. And then the supervillain is Bezos. And Bezos isn't even a bad guy. He just looks bad.
He's goofball. Well, actually, he's more like goofball Iron Man because he's really tacky.
Yeah, and he's really smart. Oh, my God.
Let that sink in. I've actually done a decent amount of research on Elon Musk because people like claim he comes from a ton of money. He doesn't.
He doesn't. He comes from South Africa.
Yeah, they say
his family was like middle class, like upper middle class, right?
Well, his dad was an engineer.
Yeah, but that doesn't make you rich.
No.
That makes you like upper middle class. Yeah, like you're at the very top of middle class, but you're still middle class. Like you live a good life, but a normal life. Not anymore. Yeah. But you're competing to be the richest man on earth with Bezos.
He did get a loan from his parents.
That doesn't matter.
Yeah, it was in the sum of like $1 million, I believe.
Okay. To be fair, it doesn't matter if it was $10 million. He's worth hundreds of billions.
He's taken whatever investment was put into him and multiplied it 240-something.
Do you think he did that with a math equation?
People like him think in math.
Right? You think he did that in a math equation? In his head.
Okay.
Have you listened to him speak about the way his brain works?
Yes.
It's scary. He's like, you wouldn't want to think like me. You wouldn't want to think like me. It doesn't stop. Like,
no, it doesn't.
There's a reason why he sleeps in his office a lot. He's like, I don't read about him, but I kind of
I've read up on him.
I study him and I follow what he's doing.
Like when he made his claim about being autistic, smart people like him usually are Nikola Tesla, Da Vinci,
all those autistic.
Super psychotically smart people. They're just nuts.
They're autistic.
Yeah.
He was autistic. He's autistic. Yeah, that I know.
I don't consider him like the Tesla of our time, but he's
the closest thing to it.
He is.
He's the closest thing to it.
He's got the money and he's using the name Tesla.
He's the closest thing to it. He's the only, like, if the world were to end in a year, we found out today, he's the only thing that would be able to save us, and he wouldn't even be able to do it.
Yeah.
He's, absolutely insane. And we're out here, like, dude, having hard-ons
I'm trying to figure out why people are freaking out over him deciding to charge $8 a month for verification on Twitter.
Because verified people are also known as famous people, and famous people are used to having stupid things handed to them. And I hate to break it to you, the blue check mark is stupid. I want a blue check mark. It's one of the stupid things in the world. Like that katana, that old ass katana. You see that red box sticking up in the back? That's I can't even tell you how old that is. It's old. Okay? Oh, yeah. No need for it. No, like I would never, there's never a need for that for me. But I have it.
I want a blue. The sword over his bed that he can pull down.
I watched him
rig it up the other day.
I got a few ding things. I'm thinking about doing a ding thing up here, but I can't figure out.
I mean,
how am I gonna?
I already know your plan. If you're on the toilet and somebody breaks in.
Yeah, if I'm in bed, it's worse because I don't want to have to move much. I can't really talk much about it, but
obviously,
You know what? Well, I'm gonna change the plan a little bit. I want to be able to grab it, roll over, and just bang. And everything within 5 feet of my doorway, like around, is just filled with pellets. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like, it is an apartment building, so I can't do that. So we're going to get a magnet and axe and then throw it. But I don't think anybody will ever break in.
They got to get up to the 6th floor on the...
It's really not hard.
It's more of just... Why would they specifically break into your place?
Well, in my mind, they would know me. And they would know exactly what they want to go after, even though everything that I have is obscurely not wanted by anybody in the world except for me. Like, I could go around this apartment or anything that I own in the world, and I could be like, I know exactly how much this is worth, and it's very valuable, but who the fuck would want it? Who would want it? Who the fuck wants a goddamn kunai? Why? Dragon's Breath rounds? Who wants that? A fucking draft day puck from Dallas, Texas? Okay, like who wants that stupid ass shit? I have three of the four members of South Park on my wall in individual paintings. I have almost the full set. I got Daffy and fucking Slutty Duck over here, Bugs Bunny. But who wants it? That's going to be all these paintings, they're all going to be worth something when that dude dies. But I'm pretty sure he's going to outlive me.
Like that game day puck from Dallas, Texas.
It's not a game day puck. It's a draft day puck.
I don't know what that means.
That means that you got it when you went to a draft party while the draft was going on in Dallas. The draft party was at MSG. It's not worth anything.
Memorabilia like that will always have a value to some fucking weirdo.
Who
like
wants a picture or who wants a pin of Shooter McGavin wearing a gold jacket holding a hockey stick with a dab on it? How about that one, motherfucker? Because I got 40 of those on that wall, okay? 40 different random ass shit. I got Dr. Roxo doing cocaine as a pin, all right?
Every time I come here, I find new shit that's just cool in your apartment.
Bro, have you ever looked at the wall? Have you ever looked at that wall over there?
Yes.
That's my favorite corner, by the way, besides the safe and everything. That's my favorite corner because the pin wall has so much random dope shit on it. I got Biggie Small, if I'm not mistaken, it's Biggie Small's face melting with a crown.
Where do you find this shit?
I used to collect pins. There was a kid I knew when I sold weed. He used to buy wax off me, and I can actually tell this story because I'm not dating that girl anymore. And I hit on his girlfriend and told her to come smoke with me and my girlfriend one day, not knowing she had a boyfriend, and she brought her boyfriend inside. Turned out to be a dope-ass kid. Me and him became friends, and he showed me, they both were like, they were a few years younger than us, and they were college kids. He ended up dying, and she lives in Florida now, but he ended up showing me like what pin collecting was, and my ex liked it, and I fell in love with it. So like, I lost a ton of pins in like the two or three times that I moved.
That
I had more pins than that board. I had every pin from like, you know, like the biker gang president, VP, 69, one percenter, man at arms. I had all of them and they were all on different jackets.
That's fucking cool.
And that I own. And if you look at some of my jackets, they still have pins on them. So I lost a bunch of them, but I still have like a lot of them. Like my first pin, it's you can kind of see it. It's orange and probably looks like white and black.
I can't see that from here. I'm blind as shit.
It's like really tiny, and it's the Wu-Tang symbol, and it says Wu-Tang, but the Wu-Tang symbol, it says Tang, and the Wu-Tang symbol is orange slices like Tang.
That's fucking cool.
That's what I mean. Like, it's all dope ass shit. And like, some of them were worth, like, I paid, like, I bid on these things. Like, the Dr. Rocks one's like a $50 pin.
You were bidding on them, and other people were bidding against you. Somebody wants.
And then I have other men on my walls, which I find a little homosexual.
Like, well, I mean,
the Frank Sinatra gold album and the
Jimi Hendrix. Frank Sinatra is an iconic figure in pop culture.
That was my mom's ex-husband's. I took that from him. And then I have my autographed Zuccarello picture.
That's, you know, like, I don't think you're worshiping these guys like the fucking Tate fans.
No, I don't think I'm worshiping them like the Tate. I actively give them the finger. And Frank's not even looking at me. Jimmy's always looking at me. Matt is busy. But I'm just saying, he's always looking at you. He's no matter where you stand in here.
Now that's going to bother me when I'm
here. Yep, exactly. That's why he's where he is, because no matter where you put him, he's looking at you.
He's always looking.
Brian is always looking at you, but it's his costume. It's Stewie's costume. It's not really Brian. I got a picture on the wall, right, of Stewie Griffin from Family Guy. He's got this, it must be like a 3-ounce slab of wax and a tiny little rig. And for some odd reason, no torch. And the rig is smoking, and he's in a Brian Griffin Halloween costume.
See, that's just fucking cool.
The artist is one of the coolest guys ever, but he doesn't do custom pieces anymore. So I can't get Kenny. Yeah, so I have the three of them. I have, you know, Cartman, Stan, and Kyle, and I have to be happy with that.
I haven't watched South Park in a while.
I watch it every once in a while. It's so fucking funny. It hurts to watch it though, because you laugh for too long.
Oh yeah, I've always given them credit. You know, they started off with a construction paper, right?
Yeah. Like actually cutting pieces and gluing them together and shit.
And the fact that they've built basically their own, you know, media empire on it. Everybody knows South Park.
Considering that they're what's kept Comedy Central alive.
Yeah.
They're actually what has kept Comedy Central alive. What are their names? Trey Parker and
Matt Stone.
And Matt Stone, right? Yeah. One, they're two of the bravest men.
Oh, they will, in the media world. They intentionally find a way to make fun of everything.
Yes, but as time went on, that became more and more dangerous. It became more and more dangerous, and they didn't stop. They were like, oh, more danger, let me ramp this shit up, bro.
More people are pissed off. That's
all, that's fucking, that's all we
all
want.
They're doing.
That's all we want. We just want to make more people mad.
And I've always respected them as artists.
And I want all four people that listen to this show to know the same thing. That's my goal.
To piss everybody off.
Including the four of you.
This reminds me of a quote from Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Oh, God.
From Meatwad.
So it doesn't make sense, is what you're telling me.
It does
I
make sense.
Love Aqua Teen Hunger
God
Force.
God gave me another day to live, and I'm going to make it everybody else's problem.
That's one of
my favorite quotes from that show.
I like that one. That's a good one. I can't remember any quotes from that show. I haven't actually watched that show in a long time.
Neither have I, but that...
I'm not good at remembering anything unless when I hear it, I'm like, I gotta remember that.
My buddy Tom played a character that was the pirate version of Carl from Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Can I tell you a joke?
Yeah.
All right. So you ready? Now, everybody, paint this picture in your head. You got four roosters sitting on a fence. How many beaks do you have?
Four.
Okay. How many legs do you have?
Eight.
Okay. How many wings do you have? Okay, there's a white cat sitting on the floor looking up at those four roosters. Okay. How many teeth are in that cat's mouth?
I don't know how many teeth are in a cat's mouth.
Okay, so I see you know more about black cock than you do white pussy. How fucking funny is that? I heard an old white man tell an old Asian man that joke.
That's
and
beautiful.
They fucking died.
That
together,
is beautiful.
The two of them... rolled on the floor so hard, bro. And I've gone around telling everybody it ever since. I've gone around intentionally being like, I got a joke for you, my friend.
I get to be part of the Me Too movement now with Bandit.
Oh, well, you're a whore then. Okay? Everybody part of the Me Too movement is a whore.
Well, your dog keeps sexually assaulting me.
He's not sexually assaulting you. He's trying to get you to pet him. He wants
He's
love in return.
He's very aggressive about it.
He's a Belgian Malinois. He senses weakness and he does something about it.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean? He's a... There's actually a story.
I don't let my own dogs lick my face.
There's a story of a combat veteran in Belgium that's walking on like one of those big carriers, mm-hmm. and he's behind his handler, and one of the guys in the unit is eating a sandwich, and as the dog walks by, the dog takes the sandwich, and the guy goes, you know, he tells the handler like, "Yo, what the fuck?" And the handler goes like, He saw weakness and he took advantage of it. Like, what do you want me to do? Beat him? Like,
love the stories out there about like different groups of the different members of the military. Like even international people, like the Gurkhas.
I can tell you a few different crazy stories that I know of. Like, I know that people that our government, and like actually millions of people know this story, but I know that our government spent tens of millions of dollars, maybe even hundreds of millions of dollars, to watch a goat blow up.
I didn't know about
that. I'm not fucking
this
with
is,
you.
This is the same government that made a bomb out of basically swords.
I'm telling you, I'm telling you the story's true, and I know.
I love how
I heard it before it was on a podcast. Let's put it that way. Like I knew. From a different angle, I knew the story because there was a lot of people that was like between on the radio, coming in with tanks, with helicopters, flybys with the jets, like soldiers that were on the ground. Like, I'm going to butcher the story, but I'll give you the best version that I can of it.
Go for it.
So in the military, when you're overseas, you go around. At one point, they were going around just doing weapon caches and just busting up weapon caches. When you bust up a weapon cache, you blow it the fuck up. Yeah. So, hi, buddy. So when you do that, you set it up, and like a lot of the times these weapon caches are like on like farms, and like what ends up happening is like these goats just get left behind and all these other animals just get like left behind. And, you spend a lot of time watching goats in the military. I hear that you spend a lot of time watching goats in the military, maybe even shooting at them, but I wouldn't know.
I've heard a lot of. I have a friend who was in the Marines, and she had to. She was an MP.
A lot of time shooting goats. That's what I hear.
Apparently, she was a lot of babysitting Marines. And
she's an MP. Yeah, you're an asshole. Like you're a rat and an asshole in my eyes.
Hey, listen.
Their job is to arrest soldiers. That's their job.
Their job is
That's
to
their
keep
job.
The soldiers from acting too out of line.
Okay.
It's good
now,
to have that in the military.
Now, I'm not saying it's a bad thing to have it in the military force, but I want you guys to understand something. If you ask somebody to shoot a fucking goat, they're going to get out of line afterwards. It's a goddamn goat, and it's innocent.
Oh, yeah.
So, back to my story. Anyway, I don't know how this happens, but they're busting up weapon caches all day, trying to bust up weapon caches all day, and they're just no luck. And it's like the end of the day, and they're checking one last spot. Oh, Ranger scored. Let's go. All right. Well, maybe not. That was a replay. I wish there was a real. I wish there was a score just now. Damn it. Anyway, so they find a weapons cache and they wire it up to blow, and it's like I guess it's in like a field, like a grain field, like a rice field, mm-hmm. and there's so like a goat shows up, I guess pretty much, and it's just one goat by itself, and it's slowly. Making its way over to the weapons, and it's like right in front of the hole. Like I said, I was gonna butcher this hole. What are you doing? Why are you here making that noise? Why are you here making that noise right now, dude? Do you see what's going on?
He wants to be part of the podcast.
You are. Relax. You live here.
He is very. I think this is his favorite thing.
Dude. What the fuck? You're on my balls when you're doing this, dog. You're like, face right in my crotch.
Well, you said he's seeking weakness.
He's not even, like, being aggressive. With you, he was like, come on, pet me. He's slapping you. With me, he just lays on me, and he's like, I'll be right here. I'm happy with this. I know you're not going to pet me. Okay? So, this goat shows up, and slowly making its way over to the ordinance. And I guess they got on a radio, and they were like, there's a goat near what we're about to blow up. And I guess that made it away its way around the platoon. And I guess planes flew in. And I'm telling you, I could find the episode so you can hear the story from the dude who tells it, because he tells such a better version of it than I am right now. And, like, pretty much...
Have you seen any of the Fat Electricians videos?
Fat Electricians videos?
He's a guy on YouTube who was in the Navy, and he basically explains all sorts of military shit.
So pretty much this goat gets the weapons cache, and the weapons cache blows up. They blow it up, and this shit immediately liquefies. But in the moment that it blows up, when it's standing right in front of it. No, I've never seen him.
You've never seen him? Oh, he's fucking great.
And in the moment that blows up, it jumps. Jesus Christ.
He describes all the different planes and jets and shit.
That's a guy who spends a lot of time learning extra shit about the military. Like,
I learn shit about all sorts of different crap.
Well,
he's got this one.
You are also...
The F-22 Raptor.
That's one of the planes that flew over it.
Oh, yeah. Well, the F-22 Raptor is fucking awesome.
But pretty much they blow it up and the goat liquefies, but you're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars spent just in, like, jet fuel and then tank fuel, diesel fuel. And, like, you know, you're paying these people 24/7, everything they do. Every time a soldier jerks off while he's overseas, it's pretty much on the clock.
Oh, yeah. That's how that stuff is when you're overseas. Like, even if you go overseas to do sheet metal.
They jerk off a lot.
Of course.
A lot.
Most of the time, they don't have much to do.
If you have veteran friends, I know it's a weird question to ask them, but I'm always going to tell you weird questions to ask your friends. Ask them how often they jerked off. Go ahead. Just be brave. I guarantee you, especially if you have infantrymen friends, they will tell you. They will tell you. I promise.
I've got quite a few veteran friends.
Call one up. Be like, how many times you jerk off overseas?
I don't have many that I'm really that close that I'm going to call up.
Text and be like, hey, how many times did you jerk off overseas?
Be Eddie.
That sounds like a name of a guy who would answer that question.
I'm not going to bother Eddie with that.
Eddie's friend's running a survey. How many times did you jerk off while you were overseas?
All right. I can ask Jake. Oh, no, he's not overseas yet. I hope he put the water.
Oh, God. He's going in a sub?
That's what he's planning to do.
Oh, God. I couldn't. That's like a worse version of the subway or a bus. Like a way worse version of a bus.
That sounds so claustrophobic.
I want to do it for fun, but, like, when you go under, if I'm not mistaken, you go under for, like, 3 to 6 months.
Yeah.
And you're gone. You're out at sea. And
I'd do it for, like, a month.
I would do it for a month if I was, like, hunting pirates.
That sounds kind of fucking fun, to hunt pirates in a submarine.
Yeah. You ever see the video of the dudes in the Coast Guard that jumped on the sub?
Those dudes are fucking nuts.
I would love that job. No. Pay me $17 an hour.
I know that, like, all the military, all the other branches make jokes about the Coast Guard. Those guys do some crazy ass shit. Like, I would say if you want to do, like, Call of Duty level whacked out fucking shit. Like,
not everyone in the Coast Guard does that, though.
No, not, but that's probably where you're going to find the quickest route to that job.
Yes, but you're also finding the quickest route to getting your family chopped up into little pieces if you don't succeed on all of your missions.
Yeah.
You fuck with the wrong cartel members, bro, and they find your name, they will kill you.
The new Call of Duty is fucking insane.
I didn't play it. I didn't buy it.
Sean and I went halvesies on it.
How is it?
It's the best one to come out in a long time.
How's the career mode? Because that's what I care about.
The campaign? Fantastic. I just beat it. The only problem is this part, like, there's one mission, and it's a very stealth-heavy mission.
I love stealth-heavy missions.
You gotta find stuff scattered around, make different tools out of it. It's amazing. I'll bring over my Xbox next time I come over to hang out.
I'm going to buy it.
Oh, it's fucking
I'm
going to
buy it Wednesday. I'm going to buy it like this week.
I'm not usually a Call of Duty fan. I haven't liked any of the ones that have come out in a long time.
I like the career mode on everything that's not futuristic.
So there's a mission where you're chasing down a convoy in, like somewhere in the Middle East, like Uzbekistan or something. And at some point you
Spoiler alert.
At some point you fall out of the helicopter and you're dangling and shooting and it's insane.
Yeah, I'm gonna I don't care about the online play in those games at all anymore.
No, I have no patience for multiplayer.
I just don't. I can't do like people talking. I can't.
Nope. I do like single player stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Like
I like co op stuff where I can play with one person. Like I play co op.
I wish that you had a PlayStation 5 so we can play Elden Ring together.
Is it not cross play?
I don't know if it is. But I started a new campaign in Elden Ring, and I'm trying to, like, take it really slow and do everything the right way in this game. And this game is my fucking worst nightmare. It is the worst thing ever, and I cannot fucking stand it, man. Is it crossplay?
No.
No? That's but do they have it for Xbox?
Yeah.
But you can't play it with people who play PlayStation.
Sometimes
I want to punch you in the face when you find out things. I just want you to know that.
Why?
It sounds like a response that needs to be said. Like, sometimes you just...
I like information. I like to know correct information.
Like, yeah, I know. But then you're like, yeah, we can't do this because it doesn't work. Like, why did I need to know that? Now I'm upset about that. Like,
when I eventually have the expendable income to get a PlayStation, I'll get one.
I feel like you should stand outside of a store... Right? That sells PlayStations. And when a little child with a PlayStation comes outside with his fat, lazy father, and trust me, there's plenty of them, you kick the kid and then kick the father in the nuts. He doesn't need them anymore. And you take the PlayStation and you run.
Oh my God.
And you please tell me so I can watch and laugh and be the getaway driver. And when you kick the kid, scream, Leroy Jenkins! It'll throw the dad off. He'll know what you're talking about, but he'll be fucking confused. It'll be fucking priceless. No, he won't. He'll be worried about his testicles because they'll be bleeding because you'll kick him hard in the nuts. That's what you have to do. You got to kick him hard in the nuts. We have a meth head for a backup goalie.
I was explaining phantom ball pain to a friend of mine.
How did you describe it?
All men have an instinctual clinch before a giggle, and they feel pain anytime they see another man take a shot to the nuggets.
I don't feel pain.
It's not a pain. You just, it's a sympathetic pain.
You know
what that's like, so you just, you clench.
It's not even like a sympathetic pain. It's more of a like, oh, that sucks for you.
Oh, yeah. But every guy will also still giggle at a nut shot.
Nah, I don't laugh at them. I've seen kids lose their testicles. Nah, I can't help. Well, like if it's a funny nut shot, yeah. But, like, if it's a bad one.
No, well-timed nut shot is...
I've seen a kid get kicked in the nuts and, like, just blood come down his pant leg, like his short leg. And, like, yeah. That girl was fucked after that. She got in a lot of trouble for that one. She kicked this kid in the nuts with, like, I don't know what it was like kind of a heel, but it was like pointed front, short heel, kicked this kid in the nuts and like stabbed into his sack, into one of his testicles.
Yeah, as a dad of a daughter, I have instructed Kimmy that that is not something you do unless it's like a dire situation.
Yeah, yeah. Throat, man. Right here. Oh. Bong, right in the vein. Throat, not eyes. Not here. Not even the eyes, because the eyes, like, it could be really permanent damage. You want to stop an attacker without, especially because we're in the state of New York, you want to stop an attacker without doing permanent damage, because if you do permanent damage, then they have the right to sue you.
That's true.
At that point, you might as well kill them, but then their family can sue you. Hopefully, after the 8th, we get a governor that actually knows to make sensible laws that protects the citizens. I just don't like...
I haven't even heard like Democrats that I know say they like Hochul.
I have not heard anybody but the Attorney General side with her on anything, and that is because the Attorney General wants her fucking job, and her job is to.
Wasn't that what Hochul just was?
Hochul was the Attorney General. Yeah, like they all like kind of just stepped up.
So
Hochul was the first female governor, and the Attorney General was the first female black Attorney General.
You can tell that in an office like that, where it's two people who just stepped up, the new Attorney General is also eyeing the governorship.
But she's not running for governor. She's running for attorney general.
Yeah. No, but she's eyeing to get, just like Cuomo got booted out.
I don't think that, what's her face? Because I can't say her name.
Is I gonna, don't know her name. Hochul?
Yeah, Hochul. That's how you say it?
I believe so.
I'm saying like Herschel. Some weird shit. I've been saying some weird shit. I don't think that she's done a good job. And like the only thing that Lee Zeldin does that I don't like is that he doesn't. He's like, you know, we're not gonna have abortions in New York. I think that's fucking retarded.
It is retarded.
I think if you look like just number wise, the first time, right after Roe v. Wade, 18 years after that law was passed, after all that happened, the number of criminals decreased drastically.
Yeah.
And that was due to parents who couldn't be parents having abortions.
I like how New Hampshire does it. They go, if you're a child, you need parental consent, and they don't even have like a set deadline on when it can and can't be done.
I think there is a set deadline.
Planned Parenthood sets the standard in New Hampshire.
But professionals set the standard.
15 weeks.
That's fair.
Yeah, that's fair. That's, you know, three months.
3 months. Three and a half
almost,
months.
No, it's...
Three months, three weeks. Yeah. Almost 4 months.
If you can't figure out that you're pregnant by almost 4 months...
Well, you saw Texas. Texas was like 6 days.
Yeah, Texas is...
Texas is wild, bro.
That's the thing, is it's an extreme state.
If I didn't have a daughter, I'd want to live in Texas.
See, I want to go to New Hampshire because it's like the perfect middle ground of everything. They got the highest per capita ownership of machine guns. They've got some of the lowest crime, some of the lowest... They let you grow your own pot.
Actually, you're looking for low crime.
They're low crime?
I'm not. Yeah, but if I'm packing, but if I'm walking around slinging 4 or 5 and goddamn 9 mm on my hip and fucking 22 on my ankle and a shotgun in the back window.
Just go to Manchester.
Mm-mm, going to Texas. All right, get me a big 5 gallon hat. You know what I mean? Big old 5 gallon hat, chewing on that tobaccos.
You sound like my fucking buddy Jimmy.
He's chewing on them tobaccos.
Jimmy's been to Texas like 6 times in the past year.
I've never been to. I think I went when I was a baby. I think my father kidnapped me and took me to Texas
you
as a baby.
You mentioned that before that you think you were kidnapped.
I think I don't remember the story correctly.
Why don't you ask your mom?
So you have a good relationship with your mom, so you trust your mom. My mom has stabbed me, motherfucker. Okay.
My mom has almost stabbed me.
My mom. No, see? Oh, see? You got to say, aunt. You had to slip that in on accident.
I just have to stand near her in the kitchen when she's got a knife.
My mom cut a chunk of my ear off when I was a kid cutting my hair because I'm a dumb fuck and I didn't listen. But my mom stabbed me for breaking a mirror, okay?
That's a little extreme.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I mean like a good chunk of my ear was missing for a while.
That sucks.
It was an accident. That one was an accident. The other one with the screwdriver, that shit wasn't an accident. That bitch stabbed me.
Did I tell you that I still think about how you've mentioned to me that your mom and whoever else thought I was unimpressive? I don't understand what's supposed to be impressive about me.
I don't know.
Tell them about me that they were expecting something?
I didn't tell them anything. See, the thing about... I'm going to say this right here. Right. The thing about my mother, because she don't listen to this shit, is that... She has like a picture painted in her head of everyone, and no one is ever that. So everyone's always a disappointment. And my mom is kind of a cunt. Okay, bud? My mom's a little bit of a cunt. All right? Love her to death, but she's a cunt.
I have not interacted with her much.
Don't. It's not fun.
Don't worry about that.
Interactions with my family are not fun. Don't care what anybody in my family says. You fuckers.
Are you playing with my mouse, Bandit?
He's licking it. He's like, I'm going to lick the mouse. But, what else? What else is there to talk about? I didn't watch any of the fights yesterday, so I can't even tell you about those. I watched the main event. It ended in the third round with 4.5 minutes, like 4 minutes and 12 seconds left, and I really just needed it to go over 2.5 rounds. So thanks for that. Thanks for that, guys. Thanks for that. I'm in the middle of a mental breakdown, everybody. Can't win a bet. If I cut my right hand off and sacrificed it to a gambling god, I would still lose every single bet coming my way. All of them wouldn't win a single one.
You know your bets are going to lose, why are you making them?
Because when is it going to end? When is it going to end? When is the losing streak going to end?
I don't know.
The bigger the losing streak, normally the bigger the winning streak. Like, my winning streaks have,
bounced
me out of any, like literally the first time I put money in my account was like 2-3 days ago. The first time. I'm $200 in. I have made thousands doing it.
Okay.
You know? So, like, when is it going to end? When is it going to end? I lost a lot of money that I had made because I kept it all in the account. I only cashed out a certain amount of money when I needed it.
Yeah.
So I've lost, like...
I've not done a lot of gambling in my life. The last time I did any gambling, I went to Atlantic City for Sean's birthday last year. And I hit a slot machine, hit $900 on it, and walked away and stopped gambling for the weekend.
How much did you play?
I think altogether I put in like $75 but before I even hit the 900.
That's not bad.
I was rolling it. You know, I'd be up, down, up, down, and then I just...
Once you hit something like that, you just stop.
That's how I gamble, because, like, I'm just not going to... Once I hit a high, I'm like, all right, I'm done. At some point in my life, I would love to sit down with $10,000 and fucking be a baller like that. And that's not even a lot.
That's why I'm doing the business. I'm doing the whole business. The whole thing of having a business. And because, like... She's all in on, like, starting this one, getting this one rolling, paying off the debt that it took to start this one, putting a certain amount of money in the savings, and then on to the next one that's a little more inclusive and hands-on, and then maybe 2-3 years later, a third and a fourth. I'm like, just keep things going, getting into realty and everything else.
I mean, I've always wanted to do this stuff. I just have neither the money nor the...
Personality. Realty's the one thing that I'm like, that's going to be her, and I'm going to be like the fucking back investor. I can't do realty because I don't like people.
Just, when I invest, I just do the stock
market. I can buy the property and fix up the property, but somebody else got to sell that shit.
I don't have business, there's only so much of it that's broken down to straight fucking math.
Yeah, yeah.
Business is a lot of quick decisions, a lot of harsh decisions.
I think that like I could do rental properties where I rented properties that I could do.
Yeah, but then you're eventually gonna have to deal with tenants who won't leave, who play with squatters' rights.
You think?
God, you sound
what? Huh? What?
What are you gonna do when somebody pulls squatters' rights?
Okay. Okay. You pull that motherfucker. Go ahead. Squatters' rights. That's funny. You think that's gonna be a thing in 10 years? You think that within the next, give it 8 to 12 more months, you're gonna hear about landlords killing tenants that are pulling squatters' rights but destroying their properties and bankrupting these people. You're gonna hear about people murdering them, and then they're gonna go, "Why are we doing squatters' rights?"
I had a friend whose mom squatted multiple times and destroyed the properties.
Now, it's one thing if you take care of the property. If you maintain it, you take care of it, any problems you fix yourself, and like this COVID shit happened and you couldn't pay for it, but you're like, listen, this burst, I took care of it. This is what I have every month, and you're giving them something that's different than somebody, what I mean? Like,
well, we fix like most of our stuff. Dig takes care of the yard. He's chopped a bunch of the crappy trees down.
I've been watching him on Facebook.
Oh, he's just doing it, you know? The only time
that's what you're supposed to do.
When we started having major plumbing issues, like a leak in the kitchen, then we reached out to them and went, hey, we've had a problem. We fixed 3 times and it keeps happening. They sent the plumber out.
And you get a professional to fix it.
Yeah.
But that's different. That's what I'm talking about.
One of the boards on the deck was starting to rot out and fall apart.
Take that shit out, put a new one in, paint it,
We haven't even painted. He wants to replace the whole deck next year.
That for something like that, you know, you got to get permission, but that's the type of person that I would want to rent.
Mom has already worked out a relationship with the rental company, because mom's good with dealing with business people because she's a business person.
Okay, but that's what I mean, squatters, dude, I
you should by the way, you should tell Savannah to reach out to mom if she ever has questions about business. Mom is happy to
help. The difference between an S corp and an LLC is with an S corp you need payroll and you need liability insurance. You need payroll and liability insurance, and we don't need any of that stuff for what we're doing.
Yeah,
that was the whole thing. So okay. we reached out to our tax lady who does taxes for businesses and stuff, and she's She's taking care of it all.
Okay.
She's handling it. All right,
that's good. You gotta have an accountant on it.
Because I explained everything that you said to her, and I'm like, you also have to understand, like, you asked me a question, I asked Zach the question, Zach asked his mom the question.
If it's business, I'll ask
my mom. I was like, so then Zach's mom gave Zach the answer, Zach gave me the answer, and I'm giving you the answer. Yeah, so we're playing telephone.
I don't know why they can't just... Mom told me the other day, she's like, tell Savannah
she's, to
just reach out and...
We have our own accountant and everything like already. And
no, really any kind of questions, any kind of like, hey, you know, any kind of help. Mom's always happy to help.
Now
it's like getting canning shit and whatnot.
That's all stuff like within the next 2 years. Like I don't want to re-sign this lease. My plan is to get everything back on track to not to us not re-signing our leases and to just
be. Are you guys gonna try to get a house
again? Yep. Hopefully, but that's neither here nor there. But the plan is to like eventually be able to buy a new Lamborghini Countach because they're new.
You want to buy a Lamborghini?
Yeah, why not? Why wouldn't
I was actually like wondering. I would love. I don't know how to.
It's not even like one of my dream cars. I just think a Lamborghini Countach, the new one. Good luck spelling that. Mm-hmm. It's a C. It's a C. See, that's the old one. That's the old one. Look up, like, I think it's a 2023 or 2021. Yeah. Yeah. That bitch. That. In white, baby. That's the goal. I want to be able to buy that.
I
want to be able... And it's like, maybe I don't get one, but my goal is to be able to buy something like that and not flinch.
I love the gray that Subaru has in my car and the magnetite gray.
Yeah, that's pretty much a gunmetal gray.
Yeah, I love it.
That's not even like one of my dream cars, but like, to be fair, if I own a series of businesses and I make a substantial amount of money, I don't want all my holdings in money. I want all my holdings in like physical things.
Cars are fucking one of the worst things to invest your money in.
Not if you rent them out.
All right. That's where you make more money.
if I rent out one of those for a week at $1,000 a day, you know? And I let somebody else rack the miles up on it. Because I don't care about... I'm not going to care about keeping it mint. I'm going to care about making my money off it and have fun with it.
Maintenance.
Yeah. Oil change every 3,000 miles. Everything's expensive on it, but you rent it. There's car services where you can rent out your luxury cars to people. Dude, I've looked into... so many ideas.
I actually want to get a motorcycle within the next year.
That's like one thing that I want, but I don't know if I want my license. Like, I don't know if I want a motorcycle or like an off-road dirt bike.
No, I
want
to have a motorcycle license.
I want, because I would rather dirt bike than ride on the road just because people are stupid. You know what I mean? Oh my God. Get it out of the zone. Get it out of the zone. Come on.
This fucking behemoth is the motorcycle that I would have.
My dream. Have you ever showed me my dream bike? What is that?
That's the Indian Challenger Dark Horse.
It's gigantic. Yeah.
It's a rolling couch.
You got to worry about it dropping on you, though.
Yeah.
If you look up, I think it's a 1946 Vincent Black Shadow. It's my dream bike. It's from World War II. Nice typing.
I don't type on this keyboard.
Oh, you didn't bring your fucking keyboard today.
Oh,
yeah. It's my dream bike. See that one right there?
Yeah.
Right there in the corner? That one? That one. That's dope. That's the one right there. Open that up. That's the bike, bro. That's the bike. That's a motorcycle.
In the books that I write, one of the characters has a mint 49 pan head.
That's sick.
Yep.
That's sick.
I don't really talk about it much, but it's basically like a combination of an Order of Chivalry and a motorcycle club is what it's based around.
That's an Order of Chivalry.
Like, so, like an Order of Knights.
Huh.
And it's called the Order of Chaos. And, you know, it's a mix of cultures because I like different cultures.
Order of Chaos. Are they samurais as well? Because I feel like you're going to say they're also Japanese.
There is a Japanese chapter.
See? But see? See? Always knew it.
But there's chapters all over the world.
Okay.
It's an international organization.
What do they do? They're just knights?
No, they deal with, like, they fight demons and shit.
Scroll down real quick. I don't want to look at some of these. Oh, that one. The all black one, right? That your mouse is on? That one. Yeah, that. I want to get that. And then I want to get the cool gold that they wrap around the muffler, like the heat tape.
There's a sheet metal worker who I worked with for a little while. John, his name is John, and he has, like, he's always having custom work done on his bikes.
I know the twins at the company I work at.
Yeah, I know them too.
Jeremy and Steven.
Oh, no.
All right.
Oh, I'm thinking of
the Spanish twins.
Bigger ones?
No, little guys. I mean, one of them's a little chunky.
They're both kind of chunky.
Now, maybe. They worked at LaGuardia.
Oh, no. I'm thinking of different twins.
They worked at Celtic.
No, I met them at, what's it called? Delta.
No, they were. They worked.
Those guys were aces in the shop.
No, they're field guys.
Oh, no, wait. They weren't twins. One was an older one. One was younger.
They were in, like, a biker club. They got a bunch of motorcycles.
There's a bunch of bikers in Local
28. There's a bunch of bikers in Local 28. But if I were to get a motorcycle, it's that.
That's a fucking nice bike.
It's... If you look up how much they're worth, it would make you shit your pants.
If it's a vintage bike, you can buy vintage, all those vintage things. If they're well kept, they're
priceless. It doesn't need to be original. I would get it like everything just restored and made with, but you know what I mean.
I would love.
It doesn't have suspension.
I watch all sorts of YouTube videos of people who just do like this custom work on old engines.
There's no suspension on that bike. Wow. That's how old it is. It's a pre-suspension motorcycle.
That's sick.
Yeah. It's like a piece of history because they use them in the war. It's
back from when motorcycle clubs first started coming around.
Dude, I need somebody to score now. Now I need somebody to score. It's sudden death. Next person to score wins the game, and I win my bet. And it's going to be, like, legendary. It's going to be a legendary moment. I'm sorry, Rangers. I don't even care if you lose. I don't even care if the Rangers lose. I can't believe I'm saying that right now. I don't care. We're in the Detroit Red Wings offensive zone. Let's get it. Let's get a goal in. All right. Rangers got the puck. Let's move. Come on, Mika.
Hey, that's what Sean calls Kimmy.
Mika?
Yep.
Wow.
He's done that since she was a baby.
That's a weird nickname.
Sean's weird.
It's only weird because A is not in her name at all, and Kimmy's like an M's in the last part of her name, not in the beginning.
I think it stems from, like, him saying her name backwards when she was a baby, and then she mispronounced it because babies.
And then Amiki?
No. Her name backwards would be Imic.
Imic, yeah. I said it wrong. I put an E at the end of it. There you go. Cycle it in. Come on. Don't let him push you out of the zone.
I love
you. You're an intimidating black hilarious man. Your brother?
Yeah, he's funny as fuck.
You do have a hard on for him sometimes.
That's like my
brother. Ah, you bitch.
Sean's my fucking buddy.
I haven't seen my brother in a while. My brother's my best friend, but he's fat.
John Paul seems like a fucking awesome dude.
He can be.
He seems chill.
He can be.
I liked hanging out when we were doing your move.
It was fun. It was a good time.
I'd love to just hang out with you, Crunchy, and John Paul.
Oh my god. I don't think I could be around Crunchy.
Oh, you're...
I'm very mentally right now.
Well, not now.
I don't have the patience for people.
I get that.
I don't have patience for people. Like, I was...
I have selective patience for people.
It's me, though. It's not people. It's me. It's because, like, I have that... Now I have that hair trigger. Now I'm just, like, immediately angry. So, like, the moment somebody's like, yo, I could do this for you. And then I'm like, all right, cool. And then the time comes to do the thing.
Well, that's why I felt bad about being late today.
That's what I was flipping out. No,
I don't like being late. I will be an hour early.
15 minutes. I was like, he's late. He's late. 25 minutes. I was like, what if he crashed his car? What if he got pulled over?
I almost hit a deer on the way over.
That's what...
It came literally into the shadows, and that was fucking...
After a certain amount of time, it went from anger to worry, because that's my luck. No, I'll be angry for an hour cursing somebody's name, and they're dead in a ditch.
Nah, I'm sorry about that. I don't like...
And then I was like, he left his phone at home. He's going to show up here, and he left his phone at home. No, he can't get me jewel pods. I'm going to fucking punch him in the throat.
I don't... Okay.
Here we go.
I've lost my phone from the top of my car once.
I know, but I've known you leave it at your house.
No, I don't. My phone
by accident and had to go back and get it is what I mean.
Yeah, but I know it's not in my car because I listen to music when I drive, and I don't listen to the radio.
Mm, I listen to podcasts. You can't listen to sometimes a podcast on the radio.
Sometimes I listen to podcasts.
I don't even listen to music. I've
been listening to Jordan Peterson when I go to pick up Kimmy on Fridays.
I've been watching anime when I work out.
Well, you've told me about that.
No, but I was listening to anime speeches.
Yeah.
Now I was watching. And I've been watching anime.
I'm actually going to go and sign up for a gym tomorrow.
What gym?
I was going to go to Planet Fitness because it's cheap. You know, just get some exercise.
The problem with the gym is like business, like business etiquette wise, Planet Fitness, like business. Fuck, what's the word? God damn it.
Ethics?
No. Business, like premises wise.
Yeah.
I won my bet. Thank God. Fuck yeah. That sucks that the Rangers lost, but I won my bet. Yeah, Halak, you're a meth head, bro. Retire. Break your fucking stick, you fucking asshole. Business, like premises wise, Planet Fitness has a great idea. All the people that are going to go to the gym are going to grunt. They're going to use powder. They're going to make noise. Make all those things.
Well,
no slamming weights.
The reason why they do that is because those kind of people take over most of the gyms, which then normal people don't like to be around those kind of people. I don't mind it.
Normal people don't consistently go to the gym, but they will consistently
also
pay for the gym.
Planet Fitness's thing is they keep it cheap because at $10 a month, because that's what it costs, people will forget about it.
And keep paying it and not go.
It's a shitty business practice.
No. It's a genius business practice from a business standpoint.
From a business standpoint, it's a good one. From a...
maybe not.
Like
maybe not the end of the game. They're looking to see if it's over the line.
But all subscription services bank on that.
Yeah, yeah.
They all keep... Like, that's like... Look at Netflix. They keep it low. Like, they are not coming out with one for ads for like... I think it's like $7 a month.
No way. Yep. I hate... My Hulu has ads and I hate it. I absolutely hate it. Is this going to be a goal? Onside. Goal's good. End of game. I won my parlay.
I've always liked that fights straight up happen in hockey. Like, these guys will throw down.
Bro, they will throw down like nobody's fucking business.
And they do it on knives on ice.
Yeah.
Which is just insane.
With sticks.
Like... I'll give anybody who steps into the hockey rink a lot of fucking credit.
Thank you.
You're taking the risk of getting your shit kicked out of you in a way you don't want, even though you're wearing all sorts of protective gear.
It's one of the only places that I've actually hit a person that I like and really meant to fucking hurt them.
Yeah.
It's really one of the only places that I punched my friends in the face.
So here's my question. Do they take their gloves off because they know that their gloves are going to fuck somebody up a lot more?
No, their gloves are not going to fuck them up more. They're going to fuck themselves up more if they punch you with the gloves on. You might break your wrist that way.
Really?
Yeah.
I always thought it was because, like, all right, with a hardened glove, you're going to wind up fucking smashing somebody's face a little too hard.
The glove's not that hard.
I have never worn hockey gloves.
They're smelly.
I would imagine.
They're smelly.
Gloves are usually smelly things. Hands get sweaty.
What was I going to say? Yeah, it's weird because, like, alright, so like during the season, a lot of these guys that are friends won't even talk to each other because it's
they
the hockey.
They want to be so focused.
Yeah, some of them are so close that they'll still go to dinner when the night before they're going to play each other. Like one guy from the Rangers went to dinner last night with one guy from the Red Wings.
Yeah, well, I think it's a...
But they'll never fight, you know what I mean? They won't fight each other. Where other guys, they'll punch each other in the face and 6 months later be friends.
What do they call the guy... I think it's Enforcer. The guy who's pretty much just there to kick ass.
Yeah, Ryan Reeves for the New York Rangers. Shout out to him. He's awesome. He actually scores, too. Not too often, but enough to stay relevant.
One of my favorite shows has hockey as, like, a theme behind it, which is Letterkenny.
Oh, my God.
It's fucking hilarious.
It's not... it used to not really be that much of a theme behind it. It was Canadians.
Yeah, well, it's a Canadian show.
And they occasionally showed a couple kids playing hockey. And there was
storylines around it.
Yeah, now. But in the beginning of the show, it was they had two kids on it that played hockey, and then they had the hockey whore girl.
Well, they realized that to give that kind of world a lot of charm
and one of those kids
is
on the... is
to diversify all of your cast. That's what I do as a writer. I have a very diverse cast.
Just so everybody knows, he's writing a book if you guys want to buy it when it's done.
It's a whole book series. It's
Is a book done yet? Is there a done book?
We're working on it.
Hurry up and finish the book so we can sell the book. How about that?
I'm trying. Okay.
You want me to shit out the last how many chapters do you need?
Let me explain how demented I don't look at it and go, oh, I'm gonna write from the first book to the last book. No. I think of the whole thing as the entire picture line, the entire timeline of, you know, a 40 plus year long story. Have you ever seen the picture of Charlie from what's the show at the bar in Philadelphia?
Oh my God.
It's Always Sunny. The picture of Charlie Ray is like up on the wall. Where's the conspiracy theorist picture? That's me as a writer. Because every 10 words I write is probably 15 minutes of research.
Okay. And how many words do you have written?
Thousands and thousands and thousands.
So when can you say this is the end of the first book?
I have a hard time figuring out when to end a scene. I just write scenes until I can't get any mojo for them. Like, I'll be at a point where I've got 20, 30 going and just write until I burn out. And I just hyper-fixate on a scene.
You should just pick a random page number.
I mean, I can pull up.
How many pages do you have done? How about that?
I'd have to ask Katie. She's got that information.
And I'll pick a number and you just stop. That's the name. That's how many pages your first book is.
I mean, I actually got just something I wrote the other day on a whim, which is based around a fight.
So, let me see. Let me get this straight. Do you have a timeline?
Oh, yeah. My timeline goes back thousands of years because it's based in, supernatural stuff, like vampires, okay, werewolves and stuff.
Do you have a beginning?
Of the story?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a middle?
Yeah.
Is it written out?
Kind of.
Do you have the beginning of the middle written out? I'm gonna break this down.
Hold on. We have one book right now, which is the third book in the first run, almost finished. I suck at editing. Katie handles almost all the editing. She's a fucking champion with that shit. And I word vomit is how I write. Like, you've seen how I text, where I'll just send paragraphs because
it's the worst thing
that's
ever.
How I write, because I need to make sure that my biggest thing is, that's why I want to just do random shit in life, because now I can take that experience and then properly input it into writing.
Okay.
Like this is a scene of two characters basically fighting in an octagon that they keep beneath the bar that they frequent and own.
Okay, so how many like a rough estimate of how many pages do you have?
I'll go and check the most recent numbers. But I don't know when the last time. Last time these were updated, it was a year ago. And
46 pages.
453 pages, 267,438 words. But
so at 400
that's a year ago. That's Katie and I. That was just in the span of, I met Katie last in August of 2021 while I was on Shrooms, on Discord, and we hit it off, started writing, and in the span of August to December, we just churned out so much shit. So many different storylines. All of our work is done on Google Docs now because I got sick of working on Discord.
Okay.
Because you'd start writing something, Discord would skits out, and you'd lose, you know, an entire chunk of work. I'd have to ask Katie for updated information, but she hasn't had the time.
So I would just, as an ironic, funny thing, I would stop at 420 pages.
I'm sure we can try and do that at one of the books.
You should just end a book, publish it, and sell it.
We're trying to finish a book. It's finishing them that's the hard part, because we're at the point where we have the majority of the storyline in the book fleshed out. We got to figure out what we're missing. I have to go back and read the book.
Are there boobs?
Yeah.
Is there a dick? Like an actual, do you describe a penis in the book?
I'm sure it happens.
That's what you're missing if you don't.
Erotic scenes?
No, just a dick. It doesn't even need to be erotic. It's just a dick.
No,
the dude just standing there naked as he fights 15 people. Like, I'm not even talking like he's fucking anybody.
One of the characters is the main one in the scene. is a 9 foot tall lichen.
I got that.
Who during war will trip the fuck out on mushrooms and go berserker at his enemies because he's, you know, like a 3,000-year-old Viking lichen.
Okay, I have something for you to look up.
Go for it.
Look up the man who leaves his garage open to invite thieves. This is me. Go to videos. Go back
it
and go to.
Probably has a video.
But I don't know if that's it.
Okay.
Scroll down. Keep going. Oh, come on. Where is he?
I'm sure I've seen it. I see these videos all the time.
He comes out with like a baseball bat one time.
That's awesome.
The other time he comes out butt naked with a gun.
I see you doing shit like that.
That's what I'm saying. This guy is me.
But, I've got, like, it's...
I gotta find the video and send it to you.
Like, I try to write little bits of everything in my books.
Well, finish a book so you could sell it, because I'm not going to read it.
I don't expect
anybody... It's not a comic book, so I'm not going to read it.
I would love to do comic books about it. I can't draw. I can visualize. I can't draw.
You should probably learn to draw.
I've tried.
Drawing is something you can learn to do.
I spent 6 months trying, and the longer I spent on it, the worse I got. And I got frustrated and stopped.
Were you taking stimulants while you did it?
Yes.
Did you try not taking stimulants while you did it?
I tried not taking stimulants. I tried taking stimulants. I tried pretty much every easily accessible mind state I could get into.
I did acid one time and tried to do art, and it didn't work out really well.
I
had like a 20-foot long piece of paper, and like six
you,
of us
you
just
know
colored
what I'm
on
getting
it.
Later, and I want to. I'm not sure how much I want to take. I've been trying to figure that out all day.
I gotta get one too. I just don't have the money yet.
I've been wanting, I want to try microdosing.
That's my plan, but I have other things coming. I don't really give a fuck anymore. Let the uni kick me out. Suck my dick.
We've been going for about an hour. You think we're good?
Yeah, this was a pretty useless episode. Just so we're all clear, I said I wanted to talk about impending doom, and then I got really fucking mad. If you guys really...
But we have fun.
Yeah, but before we go, we should probably just like roughly cover this and then try to remember this for next week. I know everything seems okay in the world and in our country right now, but like it's relatively quiet on the news. You know what I mean? Like we're not really talking about what's going on. We pushed Russia to invade Ukraine, and anybody who says anything else needs to just look at where fucking NATO is right now.
Oh, yeah.
Look at what we did. Look what Obama did. Look at what fucking everyone has done to that man and truly understand like... If we get nuked, it's no one's fault but theirs. And I don't mean Russia by they. I do mean President Obama, Biden, Trump. I do mean all those assholes. That is what I wanted to talk about. But we did not get to. Because I have shitty emotional control. And I cried the entire time I was at the gym today.
I have good emotional control for the most part.
Well, understand that I'm going to have Zach do all the research and pull up all the information that we need. And then
all you gotta do is tell me what you want me to look up.
I just did.
Work on it. All
right. Why Vladimir Putin invaded Ukraine? The real reason, and the real reason you're gonna come to find out is us.
Oh,
we pushed him there.
We've been pushing Russia there for a long time.
For a long time, and I didn't know about this.
Oh no! And the fucked up thing is like, what about like all the shit like that's going on in the U.S.? Like, there's been lots of food distribution plants and whatnot getting burned down.
Yeah, and I don't know. Who that is, if that's somebody in America doing that, or if that's somebody from another country, or if that's just coincidence.
It can't be coincidence.
I don't believe in coincidences, but it could be.
Not at the rate that it's happening.
When it was three, it could have been.
Yeah, 3 a year, okay, 4 a year, but it's been like hundreds in the past year, I think.
That's scary.
It's terrifying.
But just
nobody's talking about it.
At
a
all.
Lot that's going wrong with the world that nobody's talking about.
So next week, we're going to talk about something serious for the first time on season 3. You all can suck a dick until then. Good night.